AgBio Science is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
We're not necessarily looking for an ROI on a dollar investment. We are really looking for ways to accelerate technology. And I kind of view our ROI as really, you know, products in growers' hands. I mean, that's the impact we're trying to get out of this.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinovis CEO, Mitch Frazier.
Welcome back to a special edition of Ag Bioscience, this time in San Francisco from World Agritech, one of the largest ag tech events in the world. Indianapolis headquartered Corteva just made headlines, announcing a new investment vehicle and platform to accelerate innovation through startups. Here to explain what that news means for startups, the food chain, and farmers is Tom Green, Senior Director of External Innovation Investment at Corteva. Tom, welcome to Ag Bioscience at World Agritech.
Hi, Mitch. Great to be here. Look forward to the discussion.
I am elated to spend some time with you, Tom. It has been electric since the news was made yesterday. Congratulations to, for 2 years in a row, Corteva steals headlines at World Agritech. Last year, it was Bunge and Chevron and Corteva for a low carbon fuel. This year, it's Corteva Catalyst. You have to share more, Tom. What is Corteva Catalyst? And what is this unique problem that Corteva is solving with this new platform?
Well, Mitch, again, great to be here and appreciate the enthusiasm. And again, I think, you know, yesterday was an important milestone for us as an organization. I think as an organization, we understand and appreciate the level of innovation that's happening outside our organization and our need to tap into that innovation to really complement what we do from a research engine standpoint. And I think Corteva Catalyst is really that vehicle with which we're going to be looking to engage external innovation in ways that are strategic to us as an organization. And, you know, you will hear us say strategic quite a bit because we are looking to identify companies, technologies, partners that have meaningful technology that align to our priorities, our strategic verticals, where we can sort of partner and co-develop and engage in ways that are very intimate and really help, you know, develop technologies that will eventually get in the hands of growers. As I think about this investment opportunity, you know, we're not necessarily looking for an ROI on a dollar investment. We are really looking for ways to accelerate technology. And I kind of view our ROI as really, you know, products in growers' hands. I mean, that's the impact we're trying to get out of this. It is accelerating innovation into growers' hands and having a real impact. And my hope is early stage startups will see us as the partner to get access to growers, to get access to a channel, to get access to a large multinational that has a lot of capabilities that will help them develop products and create some win-wins.
We're going to spend some time talking through that challenge that is ag tech today, especially startups, customer acquisition costs, getting to the actual customer, understanding reach and scale. Before we do that, though, I want to dig into Catalyst specifically. It's been talked about as a fund, a platform. What is it, Tom? How can customers, or how can startups rather, how can they interact with it? Are they making pitches to you for direct investment? Give us a feel for what Catalyst is.
So I think Sam framed it really well yesterday on the stage. It is an investment arm within the R&D organization. And I think our, you know, decision to embed this in the R&D organization, to really tightly align this to our functional organization within R&D, really ensures we've got, I think, tight alignment on priorities and how we're managing the research going forward. And so it's not really a fund. We do have a budget. We do have the ability to make investments. I would say, you know, our investment strategy, our business model will vary by company. You know, we see wins as strategic collaborations. We see wins as equity investments. And, you know, in some cases, wins could be, you know, full acquisition of companies down the road. And so we've tried to keep the door open on how we think about engagement to really cater our investment strategy, our business model on what the company needs and really how do we, you know, again, get access to technology in ways that are beneficial to us. And so it's not really a fund. It is an investment arm, a portfolio of companies that we hope to create that really are enabling us to do, you know, innovation at a stronger pace.
When you look at that portfolio, Tom, one of the things that I think is so powerful is you were really clear, very intentional about the four areas of focus that Corteva Catalyst would be focused on. Maybe walk us through what those four areas of focus are for Catalyst and kind of what you're looking for maybe in each one.
I'd say the first area is genome editing. Genome editing has been core to us as an organization. You know, we were there early on in 2015, you know, with Caribou, Vilnius, you know, developing Cassime. And so it's been a core engine for us as we go forward. And what we're seeing is, as we look at genome editing, the pace of with which we can access variability in our genome, leverage our germplasm in different ways, we're really seeing that unfold as even more important technology for us. And so as we look at, you know, genome editing, we're looking for next generation of evolution in the genome editing space. You know, we're looking for, you know, supporting or adjacent technologies that may help us drive more efficiency, multiplex better, you know, drive homologous recombination at a greater efficiency. And so I would say anything around the tangential, you know, adjacent spaces of genome editing, we're interested. Come talk to us, you know, and we'll look to see how it fits for how we're driving our genome editing, you know, strategy. We're also looking for, you know, new targets. If we've got some different ways to deploy the technology to get to a target area, very much interested in that as well. The other big area for us that I think, you know, we've talked about is, you know, biologicals and natural products. I think you know we had some really important acquisitions last year that put us on the map from a biological standpoint, and hopefully we're kind of viewed as the biologicals, you know, company of choice, and we're looking to build on that success we had in 23 from an investment and growth standpoint. You know, I think our leadership's been very clear. This is a very important growth area for our crop protection area, our business. And so we're looking for a wide array of biological companies and applications, you know, bioinsecticide, herbicides, biofungicides, you know, looking for ways to deliver microbes in the environment, and, you know, looking at biologicals as maybe ways to deliver active ingredients. And so I would say, anything around the biological space, we want to talk to you. We realize there's probably going to be a lot of emerging areas that we're not thinking about today from biologicals. The early stage companies are thinking very creatively, and we want to talk to you because you're probably thinking about delivering or using biologicals in ways that maybe we're not thinking about today. And so, again, we're here. We want to talk, and we want to think about how do we co-develop, you know, new biological products. And a little bit adjacent to that, it kind of cuts into biologicals, natural products. We have, you know, won the Green Chemistry Award for many, many years. We are, you know, naturally inspired, naturally, you know, driven organization. And so we want to be able to tap into sort of, you know, I'd say naturally inspired, you know, natural products. And so open to that discussion as well. And then we've got this sort of, I think, portfolio of sort of what we call technology platforms. Every year we're kind of working the R&D organization, looking for technology gaps that are emerging. And we're sort of, you know, falling those into this sort of broader technology area. It's things like protein engineering. You know, we know, you know, our ability to engineer, you know, drive efficiencies, improve efficacy. There's a whole AI-based protein engineering landscape that's rapidly evolving. And we want to engage in technologies like that, single-cell technologies, you know. And so that will be an evergreen area that will continue to bubble up for us as an organization. Again, we'll continue to sort of get better at sort of publishing those areas and promoting those areas, you know, as we go forward as a Corteva Catalyst. And that'll be part of the exercise for us going forward, is being able to strongly communicate the areas we're interested in, you know, going forward. And last but not least, the decision sciences and holy mackerel. The innovation that's happened in this space, I think, Brian and the field science and digital team have done a great job of getting the organization structure priorities in place. And we're looking to partner with them on a number of key areas as we go forward throughout 24. And we're really working with Brian and the team to make sure that we're aligned on the key priorities. So we start looking for early stage innovation in some of these decision sciences space. We're very much aligned to our strategic priorities from an FS&D standpoint. But I can tell you the amount of innovation that's happened in this space is just super exciting.
It's an incredible time to be in agriculture, an incredible time to begin to converge this natural world, the digital world, and everything in between, the four areas that you walk through, I think so powerful. As companies are hearing this, innovators are listening, what size company? What are sort of the attributes of the company that you're looking for to say, hey, you would be a great fit for Catalyst? What does that look like?
To me, I think it's less about the size of the company and more about the technology offering. And I would say, look, we want to engage early. We're not afraid, you know, from an early, you know, pre-seed to seed stage. We want to engage in your technology and we want to be there first. You know, we want to be that partner of choice for these early stage companies. But I would say, you know, we're going to run the gambit, you know, of pre-seed, seed, Series A, Series B. And so we're open to dialoguing with companies of all sizes. And I would say even, you know, as we get to later stage companies, we are partnering very closely with Brooke Cunningham, our CSO, and our M&A team. And so if we see companies that may not necessarily be a fit for Corteva Catalyst from an early stage innovation standpoint, we're partnering very closely with Brooke and the team and the M&A team, and we can sort of get that business alignment as well and help drive the right discussions, even for later stage companies that may not sort of fit in the portfolio of a Corteva Catalyst.
Looking at what's ahead for Corteva and what's ahead for the ag tech venture capital world, we'll do it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
From berries to dairies, from crop advisors to data analyzers, Indiana Farm Bureau is at the forefront of the top issues impacting Indiana agriculture. No matter your role in the ag industry, Indiana Farm Bureau membership means you'll always have a champion and an advisor. And because so much of your time is focused on your own enterprise, it's also good to know Indiana Farm Bureau is always working to fight for the future of agriculture. We come together to advocate for rural viability, the protection of property rights, competitive tax policies, and against burdensome regulations. Whether our members need a door opened, an impact in public policy, or an ally to strengthen their communities, Indiana Farm Bureau is there. We are the unified voice for all agriculture. To learn more about the benefits of Indiana Farm Bureau membership, go to infb.org.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We are talking with Tom Green, Senior Director of External Innovation Investment at Corteva. Tom, you've done an amazing job of walking through Corteva Catalyst. I want to broaden this out a bit. You're operating now in an environment that's really tough. Commodity prices are in a tough spot. Ag tech venture investing is in a tough spot. PitchBook just reported ag tech venture down 37% quarter over quarter compared to Q4 23. How do you envision Catalyst really addressing the market opportunity in partnership with these venture investors who have really struggled to find deal flow or find the right deal flow in this current environment?
Look, I think we have a longer term view, and I certainly understand and appreciate the dynamics of the ag market today. Corteva, we've been in the industry a long time. We understand the annual fluctuations and we are here for the long term. And again, as we look at investments, they are longer term investments. Many of these companies are seed stage, pre-seed stage, and there's going to be an incubation period to develop companies, develop technologies, get those into the marketplace. And look, we know the ag does fluctuate, you know, and we go through periodicities of challenge. But ag is still a great place to be. It's an exciting place to be. And again, we're looking for innovation for the long term. And so for us, in many ways, it's a great time to invest in innovation. You know, as you look at startups, you know, it may be a little bit more challenging, which creates opportunities for us, you know, when you've got some dollars to invest to be the right partner. And so for us, super exciting time to, you know, to be investing in ag tech for the long term annually. The innovation that's happening doesn't stop. I mean, there's a ton of innovators out there at World Agrotech here. We've seen a lot of new companies, just some really creative, you know, innovation that's happening. And I don't see that pace of innovation slowing down. 23 was down over 22, but hopefully we'll see that bounce back. And I think with partners like us, it adds some credibility and strength to early stage companies because they may have a little bit better line of sight to, you know, market impact and valuation of their technology. And so again, hopefully, you know, for us, they see us as an opportunity in a very challenging environment, and that will create a real tailwind for us to find companies that are valuable to us.
I think that tailwind is one that is powerful both for Corteva and for the early stage startups. One of the things that I think startups struggle with, scale-ups even struggle with, is go-to-market. Customer acquisition cost is really high in ag. We've seen a lot of just channel challenge. We've all of the context of the highs and lows, the commodity markets. You're in a really unique position with Corteva Catalyst to be that shepherd to help these early stage companies really navigate those waters.
I couldn't agree more. And really, I think that's the strength of us as a partner. You know, we've been at this a long time. You look at, you know, Heritage Pioneer Organization, 100 years in the seed business. We've built a strong relationship with our growers. We understand need. We understand how to position products. We've got that channel. And the same thing on the chemistry side, you know, with Heritage DuPont, Heritage, you know, Dow Organization, now Corteva. There's a long history of developing and delivering products to growers. And you think about an early stage company trying to build that end-to-end, you know, go-to-market, it's a capital-intensive process, and it's a long journey. You think about us, hundreds of years of expertise to get to the point where we are today. And to me, I think that's the win-win. You know, startups should be looking at us exactly how you say, Mitch, that we're access. We've got the channel, we've got the relationships, and we've got a wonderful discovery organization, development organization that can help them understand what are the critical parameters of a product, you know, from a grower standpoint. We have that insight. We understand how to think about products from a grower value standpoint. And for us, what's exciting about the external innovation community is they're pushing the envelope. You know, they're doing some really, you know, cutting edge research that maybe we can't always afford to do or have time to do in the organization because we're so focused on our core pipeline and delivering products. And to me, that's the beauty of this. That's, you know, we want to tap into that high risk, early stage innovation when it gets to a certain stage, help them co-develop. And I think there's a real win-win opportunity for us here, you know, going forward. And I'm excited about that.
Yeah, there's so much focus on efficiency in large organizations and to have the ability to take some risk.
Yes.
Outside of the core business, I think it's so powerful. One thing that stood out to me, Tom, in the announcement was the focus on farmers and food. I pulled this from the announcement yesterday, the objective to accelerate the development of early stage tech that enables farmers to produce more food and feed. Brilliant. I want to hear your perspective. We've talked a lot about the farmer focus, but not a lot about the food focus. How do you see Catalyst playing a part in the food system and really solving some of those tough challenges that exist?
I think we've always said, if you're in ag, you're in food. You know, we're at the, you know, the front end of that pipeline of delivering food, you know, for the consumer. And so, you know, we think about, you know, delivering food in more sustainable ways, more product per acre, and, you know, in more sustainable ways to get, you know, products into the consumer's, you know, refrigerators. And so, for us, I think, you know, you think about early stage, you know, innovation, there is a real opportunity for us to, you know, to help them understand that food, that feed challenge. And as we engage early stage startups, you know, one of the pressure points that we will put is, you know, sort of value for growers. You know, and so as you look at technologies, you know, one of those lenses we'll look at partnering is, you know, do we see that opportunity of value creation, you know, for growers? And it kind of gets back to strategic priorities, us not necessarily being a fund, but investing in technologies that will have impact on the farm, on the growers. I grew up in a farming community. I understand the challenges of the annual cycle of a farm and driving profitability and how technologies can have real impacts to, you know, a grower being successful that year or not. And so a big part of, as we evaluate technologies, is that lens of impact on growers, you know, value for growers and getting technology on the farm.
We often talk about this idea that food is the only economy in the world that touches every person on the planet. That none of the rest of the innovation matters if people can't eat. And the idea that you would make that a focus, I think, is so powerful. Tom, we probably have time for one more question. And I think this is the golden question.
Here we go.
Is how can startups connect with Catalyst? How can they get in touch with you? How do they begin this process to get to become a part of Corteva Catalyst?
Well, I would say certainly I am a great contact point. And I think we are working on getting our website up and running from a Corteva Catalyst. And so stay tuned. Again, this is day one of the journey of Corteva Catalyst. And so working on a website to create a better access. We are working with different organizations, the landscape and scout, you know, technologies. I think we've got an announcement coming out a little bit later today. I'm looking at Kristen. Yes, yes. And so we're partnering with Ducera Growth Ventures to really work on landscaping and scouting, you know, organizations, help us a little bit on the back end of sort of deal execution. Again, we've partnered in historically with organizations like, you know, Thrive to really help us landscape and scout. So we are actively searching, engaging, you know, the startup community. But I will say we will, you know, eventually have a landing spot where we will create a greater clarity on our verticals and really have, you know, access points within the organization. But I would say in the interim, reach out, you know, to Tom Green, you know, at Corteva. And I'd love to have a conversation, love to sort of feed you into the organization, you know, get our technical teams involved and really begin to understand, is your technology a real fit for us as an organization? And I hope that it is.
He is Tom Green. He's Senior Director of External Innovation Investment at Corteva. My hope is, Tom,
yes,
Agrinovis can be a part of that solution. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Absolutely, Mitch. My hope as well. And I really appreciate the time and the enthusiasm and look forward to the partnership going forward.
And thank you for tuning into this special edition of Ag Bioscience from World Agritech. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you liked today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovisindiana.com.